So this morning, folks, I don't have a sermon for you. Shocker, the priest is up in the pulpit and he doesn't have a sermon. No, I don't have a sermon for you because instead of a sermon, I have a letter. A letter written this day to Sutton and to Theo, who very shortly will be welcoming into the household of God. And if you'll permit me, I'd like to share that letter with you. Dear Sutton and Theo, you probably won't remember this day. So I'm writing this letter so that you might know about it more when you're older. It has become my custom to write a letter to the people who I have the privilege of baptizing and to share the letter with them in the place of a sermon during the baptism service as a way of helping all of us to remember the journeys in life that have brought us to this day. I pray that this letter might be a blessing to you, just as getting to know both of you and your families has been a blessing to me. Today is the day when you will be baptized, the day when you will be welcomed into the household of God. Your parents are here, and your grandparents and godparents are here too. Your families are here, and they include people who are with us here on earth and people who are still with us in heaven. Just this past Thursday, we were saddened by the death of Sutton's great-grandmother, Shirley, whose funeral will be here in this very same church later this week. Some parts of us today are happy and ready to celebrate, and still other parts of us are sad and grieving. This is okay. The mystery of life is all about the weaving together of good bits and bad bits, the happy and the sad. And in the gift of our baptism, God promises all of us that out of death always, always comes new life. Today, Sutton and Theo, you will become new life and new light for your families and for God's world. May your lights shine brightly so that all on heaven, in heaven and on earth may see your risen glory. Now, there are lots of other people with you here at the church today, too. For instance, there's George. George is running the overhead slides at the moment. And George spent part of Wednesday afternoon moving boxes and tables in the church hall just to make sure everything was all shipshape before your very special day. There's also Nancy and Pat. Nancy and Pat spent much of Wednesday morning polishing the brass and vacuuming the chancel carpets and setting up the elements on the Lord's table just to make sure that everything in Holy Trinity Church would be spick and span and help us reflect your very special light. There's Paula playing the organ. And there's Jen who will serve at communion. There's a choir here to sing, and people here to read. And let's not forget Yvonne. Yvonne, who spent part of this week baking in her kitchen just to make sure that we would all have a cake to eat and some food to celebrate with afterwards. There are many, many more people here today with you to pray and to worship. People who have promised to share their lives with each other and with you as part of God's family. You are the first two people I have ever baptized during my ministry here at Holy Trinity Church, and I will always be grateful to both of you for that gift. But there's someone else here today too. There's someone else here today, too, and he is the person whom I most want you to remember about your baptism. He was here with George on Wednesday, too, as he moved the tables and tidied the hall. He was here with Nancy and Pat as well, as they polished the brass and vacuumed the floors. He was with Yvonne as she baked in her kitchen, and with Paula as she practiced at her keyboard. He is in the bread that we will break, and in the wine that we will drink. He is in the water that I will soon pour over your heads, and in the chrism with which I will sign you with the cross. His name is Jesus, Sutton and Theo, and today and every day, he is in you, and you are in him. In this journey we call life, you'll have many choices to make, many dreams to chase. Some will give you joy, and others will break your heart. Some will lead you to laugh so hard that you can't help but cry. Still others will make you hurt so much that your souls can't help but weep. Through it all, know that he is with you. Look for him in your tears, for they are his living water, his way of reminding you of the promise he makes for you on this day. Look for him in the faces of your friends and of your loved ones, and also in the faces of your enemies, for he lives in all of them and loves them all unconditionally. Look for him in the faces of the poor, the weak, the vulnerable, and the oppressed. Look for him working to heal our broken yet beautiful world, and do your part to help him as he goes. Look for him especially in the people of his church family, in the faces of your brothers and sisters, in the faces of people who move tables and vacuum carpets and bake cakes and play the organ and sing songs and dream dreams. Look for him in the depths of your soul and listen for his gentle voice in the quietness of your heart. Look for him, and as you do, know that he is with you and loving you more than you could ever ask for or imagine. Today and every day we have a new beginning, a new opportunity to journey with him, to share with him as we go. As I continue on my own journey, let me leave you with words from another letter, written by a far, far better writer many thousands of years ago. I pray that they may be as life-giving for you as they continue to be for me. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Yours in Christ's love, Matthew.